Yeah, welcome back to Drive with Joel and Fletch. And today, the great Scotty Sattler, Four Pines Brewing Co., the official beer of Drive with Joel and Fletch. Text line, we've got three double passes up for grabs for the Waratahs taking on the Crusaders shortly in the next couple of weeks. Hi, Joel and Sats. Here's a question, which will be a Friday fact at the end of this message. Which Australian cricketer scored a century on debut, a Shield century on debut, but was not selected in the next Shield game, and scored a Test century on debut, but was not selected for the next Test? Regards, Martin, who says, scroll down for the answer. Well, we can't see down there, Martin, but can you text in what the answer is?
I'll tell you who I reckon it is.
Who do you reckon?
I reckon he's a New South Welshman. It's not Mark Waugh. It's before that. I reckon it's, I can't remember his name. Starts with, his surname starts with W.
I've got it here. Do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
Dirk Wellham.
Okay. Yep. Well, make sure that's correct. Wait, thank you very much, Martin, for that. So you go into the running. The best facts that come through today will win a double pass to see the Crusaders take on the Waratahs. The game is at Wynn Stadium. Now, gentlemen, it is that time. Do Kennards make trade easy? Ken Oath, they do. We do our Friday frustration segment. So Mondays, we like to do our A-graders. But today, we like to do our Friday frustrations. Tommy, have you got a frustration that's been getting under your skin?
Yeah, I do. So I finished uni last year.
Yes.
So, but they keep, and I had an Opal concession card.
Right.
So it doesn't cost as much as what an adult concession card is.
Yeah.
But I didn't get the notification saying my concession card was going to run out a couple months ago. So I had already put $50 on it.
Oh, no.
And then 2 days later, they block my card.
So what happened to the Oxford Scholars?
So I've got $46 on the concession card, and I've rung them up, and I go on the website, and I can't transfer the funds over to my adult card. So I've just got $46 sitting there on my concession card just doing nothing.
Any chance of earning interest, Tom, or not? No.
I don't know. But
it's like your own little bank account.
Yeah, yeah, but I really wish I had that on my adult card, because now it costs me about $2 or till I was 50, when it used to cost me just over a dollar.
What, for the travel?
For a travel, yeah, because concession, you get it like half price, but adult now, it's a lot more.
So you're whinging about paying $2.20 or something.
It all adds up. Let's be
real. I'm frustrated with people that whinge about paying $2 for public transport.
Yeah, but we're not all on the same dosh as you.
This was an open space.
Yeah.
I thought this was a safe space.
Yes, it is.
No one's listening, it's all right.
Yeah.
Cowboy Dan, anything?
I don't, but what about from the airport, $18 to get on the train? It's ridiculous. He's complaining about $2.
Is that right?
$18 on the train.
Actually, one frustration for me, speaking of which, is public transport at the Melbourne airport.
Yep.
There's no train.
There is none.
There's nothing.
There's the Skybus.
The Skybus.
$37.
That's a Friday frustration. Yeah. But I've got another one. Sats, have you got anything?
Yes, came down on a plane today. And this is one of my great frustrations. And I've actually been hauled over the coals from some of the listeners about this. Yeah. When you're on a flight from, say, the Gold Coast to Sydney, it's an hour and 15.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yep.
You know, quick kip, watch a show on Netflix, done.
Yep.
All of a sudden you're descending. But as soon as the plane pulls up and you hear the ding, which means seatbelts come off, everyone takes their seatbelt off, not everyone, and just stands up.
Yes.
Why do you need to stand up? If you're going through the front, for example, why do you need to stand up when you're in the middle of the plane?
Yes.
Just sit there.
If you
relax.
Can't get your bag out, just sit there and relax.
And you know when everyone files out row by row, and
yes.
when you're standing on the edge of your row about to go out, and the person behind you will just keep walking up the aisle and not let you go in front of them.
Yes.
Friday frustration. Joel?
I've got two. We know to walk past people your side of the left, like driving a car. When people pop up on the right, that really frustrates the tripe out of me. But this is the one that's been getting to me, and I've finally had enough. And I'm actually going to put this onto the media managers.
It's not Cam Munster's kicking technique? Okay.
No, that's another thing. But what frustrates me, Sats, is that, again, it's a billion-dollar game. Can we please stop players when they're getting interviewed? Can you please rescue your players from being interviewed from people like Andrew Johns, who are, you know, rugby league royalty, calling them mate, or say it's Yvonne Sampson, or calling them mate? Look, can we stop using the term yeah, mate, in interviews? Can players stop saying mate? If you clearly know it's Brad Fittler, or you clearly know it's Andrew Johns, can you not address them by their name? Yes, Freddie, or yes, Brad, or yes, Andrew, and this mate, can you help?
Are you saying it's disrespectful or unintelligent?
Yes.
Inarticulate.
Yes, a little bit of both, I think. Like, it's just, you come across as the bloody Yobo, don't you think?
No, no, I can see where you're coming from, yeah.
The amount of mate, particularly when it's a known person, if you use the term mate if you don't know the person's name, in my opinion, or you may use it once, but at least once in the interview, can you please just use the person's name?
Mm.
Do you agree, mate?
You don't know my name?
Yes, yeah. Brian. To the open line we go. Oh, here we go. Maddie from California's on the line. 1300 01 1170. But I don't know what number you called, Maddie, to get through here. 1300 01 1170. But Maddie from California is on the line. G'day, Maddie.
G'day, gents. How you going?
Maddie, take us through your scenario right now. Where in California are you? What time is it? And are you listening via the app, no doubt?
Yeah, so it's 10:50 at night. Yeah, I'm listening through the SEN app, and I'm just laying in bed. This gets me through my nights.
Oh, good stuff.
I texted you a couple of months ago. I was just giving you an update on the traffic and crap like that. But I got a thing for the guy that was complaining about the $2.50 for the train.
Yeah.
So I put a $12 bet on for DraftKings. It's probably like equivalent to Sportsbet or something over there. So I put it on the NBA maybe 6-7 weeks ago and won $100,000.
Oh.
And it's not a G-up. Like, I actually won $100,000. And they tax you 30%. So I lost $30,000 on the 100.
You don't get taxed here, do you, Joel?
What, you don't get taxed. When you say they taxed you, like, you mean the government taxed you?
The US. Yeah, the US government. They tax you 30%. Anything over $1,200, they tax you 30%.
Is this
if you're in a casino or wherever, it's 30%.
Is this because you're an expat, by the sounds of things, or is it? Are you a citizen?
No. It's just anyone.
You're
a US citizen, and they tax you 30%.
That's a fact and a Friday frustration all in one.
I like that. Well, Maddie, we've got to hit the break, but, mate, we appreciate that. And I just wonder whether...
Thanks for listening on the app,
how can you Maddie? How can you tax someone for earning money, therefore you should be able to claim tax for your losses, shouldn't you? But anyway, we appreciate that. That's Maddie from California. Our first call from California, by the way, 1300 01 1170. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. This is the Trojan Tradies Hour. Trojan Tools Built Tough, only at Bunnings Warehouse. A break and back with more.